Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mrs. Butuma Kagula.
Afternoon to you, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, ma'am. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much for having me.
Great stuff. Has your day been good?
It's been all right. Not without its challenges, but...
Yeah.
All is good overall.
All's good overall. There you have it. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Today we're talking about the Ten Commandments and children, you know. And you once again got to be taking us through another important lesson, focusing on these and what they have to do with our children and our families in general. Now, we understand the importance and significance of the Ten Commandments as the law of God, but you now want to couch them for the children. Please talk to us about this. How's this working? What's your thought around this?
So the thought really is about, you know, starting early. Children eventually grow up to be the future adults, and we want to start them off with the best, and the way of God is the best. So children also should be taught to live their lives according to as God requires and wants. So it's important for us also as parents to understand that, you know, on top of teaching them to grow up and to take care of themselves, take care of others, be kind, that all of those good things stem from worshiping and being obedient to God. And the Ten Commandments are a very good way that shows us the blueprint of, you know, what obedience should be and what a relationship with others should be, what a relationship with God should be like as well.
All right. Now, how do we then communicate the Ten Commandments effectively, you know, to children? And doesn't sound like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. You know how children growing up in a generation which is actually more drawn to the things that are, you know, forbidden. Don't. How do we then speak to our children about the Ten Commandments? How do we couch this or approach it?
Yeah. So... I think the most important thing is to teach them to understand that everything that they're able to do, every good thing that they're able to do is rooted in Christ and in God. So that the first work is for them to get to know God for themselves. Then he will empower them to, you know, be good, to be kind. Because obviously we have to tailor them to a way that is appropriate for children. I mean, you can't just come and tell a child, don't commit adultery. You have to explain what that means. But the principle of the Ten Commandments is important for us to teach them. Basically, like, you know, the golden rule, do unto others as you would do unto yourself. Or the great commandment that says, love God with your heart, soul, and mind, and love others as yourself. That's, and then we begin to introduce those principles practically, explaining to them in a way that they understand in the environment and what they see, you know. In that way, you know, we introduce it to them sort of like, how do I say, organically, and not so much as saying, don't do this, don't do that. Because even the commandments themselves, when you look at the language formation of the concept of you shall not, it seems to suggest that it is something that comes out of you, not something that you do. Like, you shall not, you will begin to not do that. And that stems from a relationship with Christ, completely being surrendered to God and him enabling you to do and to not do according to his will and good pleasure.
Do you find that they would understand them at their age? In fact, I'm saying their age. I'm not even aware at what point you start them. Let's start there. At what point would you think it's better to start them with the Ten Commandments?
As soon as they, you know, comprehend. Children, we give children less credit than what is due to them. They understand. They know when you communicate to them, you know, this is right and this is wrong. They have a concept and understanding of something that is being accepted and something that's not. So as little as them trying to take something that doesn't belong to them, that's a teachable moment to say, you know, my little one, I know you want this, but it is not good to take something that doesn't belong to you. That's tailoring that commandment that says, you know, we should not steal to a way and a language that they can understand. But, you know, constantly and consistently looking for teachable moments in their daily lives where we can point out the principles that they can apply to those situations.
Now tell me, Butu, would you then expect these children to memorize this?
Memorization is also very good. Remember, the Bible teaches us we should teach teach them in the way that they should go so that they won't depart from it. Teaching them scripture and allowing them to memorize it, that's also something that's very good, because then it becomes a part of them, not just practically in explaining to them, but also, you know, philosophically, when they understand and remember those concepts, when something happens to them, they can also, you know, remember what you would have taught them, like from the memory verses. So I think it's also important for them to memorize scripture. Like, we have scripture songs. They don't even have to, it doesn't have to be rope memorization you'd say, read this. We have scripture songs, you know, that's also tailored to the minds of children. And they, in that way, they can assimilate them into their person.
Now, you know, I'm then going to be checking with you. How do we then explain, because you're saying that we need to take opportunities, you know, to introduce these concepts and have them understand them. Do you think that all 10 of them could be fairly understood by children?
I think it depends. I think most of them can be fairly understood if we, like I said, tailor them, like worshiping, not having other gods. You know, we could explain it as not loving anything more than you love God. For example, we know that children can grow easily attached to things, and that would be a teachable moment to say, yes, but, you know, God is more important than this thing that you love. Right. I think for children, it's more important to be practical and to come to their level. And at that point that they are, try to introduce those principles then, because I don't think it would catch well if we just, you know, have a lecture type of instruction. I think it's better to make it practical for them.
I see. Now, someone would say, perhaps let's just, you know, say them as they are, and they will understand them as they grow up. As long as they are able to memorize and say them, that's good enough. And what would you say to that? Because one would argue that, you know, with these you know, children's Bibles, for instance, where they have got their language, their, you know, written, some of them may not outgrow that kind of language and get to understand that as it is, perhaps for a very long time. Would you say it's advisable to take it and use that little language instead of just saying, thou shalt have no other gods before me? That's what you need to understand.
I think, again, depending on how soon you introduce them, there's nothing wrong in giving it raw like that, provided that there's also other means that you introduce to help them to understand what it is that they're actually reading. Right. Which is why I'm heavily emphasizing on the practical aspect of it, to say it's not enough just to say memorize this and then you talk to them and say, what does this mean? Because they haven't developed that understanding of that kind of language, then it completely misses them. But, you know, we don't give children food when milk is appropriate for them. So I think just like that, it's important to introduce these themes first in a way that is practically understandable by them. And then we just like we grow and, you know, our understanding of things gets deeper as we go with time, as we are more exposed to them. And with time, we get to introduce it and when they mature, we also raise the maturity of that which we're introducing to them. You get what I'm saying? I don't think it's practical for us to just give it to them raw like that without tailoring it first to a way that they can understand at their level.
Beautiful stuff.
I don't Yeah,
no, beautiful stuff. I think it's important, as you are saying, just introduce it and see, depending on the age of the children, and if they can be able to at least comprehend and understand the instruction as they are given. Now, but lastly, before I let you go, Butu, would we then expect the children to sort of focus on these everything they have, so that they can practice them and internalize them until it's a lifestyle, or we take it easy and when they are older they can then practice them, like internalize them and live that lifestyle?
Yeah, practicing them could be as simple as, you know, the song that says, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see."
Yeah,
there's a father up above that's looking down below.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Be careful, little eyes, what you see. It's as simple as every principle that we can gather to teach our children, we should teach. But the standard should never be lowered.
Mm-hmm.
So we maintain the standard and we deepen the understanding of the kids as they grow. So we can't take it easy because the devil doesn't take it easy. And he attacks children, especially because they're so malleable and, you know, children assimilate things very easily. So the standard should be set at home that this is what we believe in the home, that we should keep the commandments of God, but also emphasizing the fact that the ability to even keep those commandments is completely dependent upon our relationship with Christ. So if there's something we should be heavy-handed in, is to really try to get our kids to know God for themselves, to know how God speaks to them, to know how God guides them, that when they grow up, they maintain that standard and only deepen it, you know, as they grow older.
Would you then expect them to have their own devotions?
Absolutely. I teach my six-year-old now,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, with every, she's learning to read, she's almost seven, she's learning to read now, what we have, and then we talk to her, ask her to, and we explain what she hears and understands from the verses. And we encourage her also that in her own private time, she should pray to God about anything that she feels is a problem, whatever she needs from God, whatever she wants to thank God. We encourage her to have that personal alone time with God, because we're not going to be around all the time. We want to teach her early to depend on God and not so much on us.
Well, beautiful. Now, Butu, please tell us more about when can our listeners, where and when our listeners can actually get more information about this particular topic. When are you going to be discussing it?
This particular topic will be aired on Weaving Reads podcast on YouTube. There's an episode every Friday. It airs every Friday from 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So this coming week, this coming Friday, it'll be the episode on this very theme of the Ten Commandments and our children. Catch it there on Weaving Reads YouTube.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Butu. Appreciate your presence and appreciate your time. Blessings and blessing to your ministry, man. I think it's a very important ministry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.